Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I like to throw curveballs. The Hagmans are going to host one segment of the show. I've got to go to a meeting right when the this break ends, this segment ends. They're going to host the next 12-minute segment here so they can continue to take your calls, 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Xander in Minnesota. Xander, finishing up your point, you're saying people need to know what the problem is. They don't know what they're seeing. What is the problem?
Well, I think it stems mostly from this labeling society we've developed, this systematics, where it's kind of, do you remember that drunk Australian caller that called a couple weeks ago? Do you remember him?
Yes, of course.
I think he was trying to articulate that systematic issue, which is where the powers that be now are just trying to put everything into nice and neat boxes to categorize everything. And they,
MSNBC just came out and said it's racist if you don't support carbon taxes. I mean, it's like if you don't like the way your food tastes, it's racist. It's just mindless buzzwords that create an emotion. That's in 1984 with Ingsoc, where they reduced the language to where you can't even talk to people. I agree that it's just a bunch of gibbering, childlike idiots. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a certain point where people have to come to realize and accept that the way it is the way it is. And, you know, no matter how many ways you use your reason and rationale to bend and contort the facts, you know, when there's going to be a barrel pointing in front of your face, you're not going to be able to make it into a smiley face.
Well, that's right. And they've learned to just spin everything and call an occupation, you know, security when it's martial law. Great points. Let's get a take from the Hagmans on that before we go back to more calls.
They really are killing. They've killed the language. You know, I've heard you reference this several times. If you look at a English test from the 1850s and you try to give it to a graduate student in college today, that they would, you know, fail it miserably. They've dumbed people down through, you know, the use of vocabulary, and now with the name calling and labeling and marginalization, they've tribalized things, as you have put it.
Well, let me look at MSNBC. They said, quote, I influenced the Boston bombings and I'm deeply racist and show no proof. I mean, if I said that somebody said something, I would play it or I would show it. I mean, they just say he's racist and he's a bomber.
And what's even worse is the viewers, the majority of the viewers, take that as basically the gospel.
Yeah, exactly. And yet, Tom Collins, the Clark County Commissioner, has the audacity and apparently the immunity to make a terroristic threat against the Patriots at the Bundy Ranch and suffer no consequences. I mean, it's ridiculous at its face.
Oh, yeah, no, I've had, like, ABC camera guys physically attack me, and they don't get in trouble. But if I yell at them, I go to jail. It's just this attitude of we're the system, we'll do whatever we want, and people don't get when there's no justice, everybody gets screwed. Look at the prosperity going out the window right now as we go under tyranny. All these minions of the system have got a rude awakening, gentlemen.
Yeah, you mentioned justice. You know, I heard an attorney tell me the other day the reason Lady Justice is blindfolded is not because Justice is blind, it's because she's crying her eyes out.
Exactly. Gentlemen, I want you to host the next 12-minute segment and go to Joe and go to Melvin and go to Pam, Mike, and Roger. You'll have time to get to those calls and cover a few other topics. I know you host your own show, so you'll do a great job here. I've got to go directly to a meeting right now. We're getting ready to launch the TV system and a bunch of other stuff. I had a bunch of other stuff going on behind the scenes, but we're really appreciative of you. So I look forward to having you back on the transmission soon. But we're still in overdrive, folks. Coming back, Infowars.com/show for the free feeds. A lot of stations carry this fourth hour as well. Please become PrisonPlanet.tv members, subscribers, to help fund this operation. You've got my commitment to never back down, to tell the truth. Well, this is not rhetoric, what you're hearing. We're on the edge of just incredible things right now. And we are affecting the globalists. We are starting to beat them because we have the truth on our sides. But we've got to be bold. We'll be back with the Hagmans of HomelandSecurityUS.com hosting a segment of the transmission. Caller, stay there.
Google, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy or your business income reduction is keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. And my name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-493-4653 24 hours and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-493-4653 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-493-4653. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-493-4653.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Carol, the last segment here, guest hosting Doug and Joe Hagman here from HomelandSecurityUS.com. We're going to be taking some calls, and Infowars.com is the website. And first, we're going to hit a story here, Russia.
Yeah, before we take calls, Alex mentioned this before he left. The RAF, the Royal Air Force jet, chases Russian planes away from the UK. Two Russian planes were turned back as they approached Scotland, with jets from the Netherlands and Denmark also scrambled. Interesting, as we look at the, as we just talked about what's going on over there.
Wonder if this is something serious, more serious than the war games that are going on, or if this is something separate. But let's go to the callers. We're first going to go to Joe.
Joe, you're up.
Hello, guys.
Hello there.
I'm currently in Canada, and I understand that, you know, eventually the most of the players in this scenario seem to be, you know, from the big superpowers, and, you know, eventually the corrupt under agents that operate behind the scenes and actually dictate and make the calls for what happens, and, you know, of course the ruses that are put out to the general public to mislead and to guide them into the way that they would have us think things are going down. What I really seem to notice here is that I believe that Canada has a much bigger place and part in what's going on than actually is being noticed. I believe that, you know, I mean, we're a huge country. We have incredible resource, which is being exploited from us, you know, at an incredible rate. I mean, a pipeline that's twice as tall as I am of water alone that's being, you know, pumped to the States. We built it. We supply it. We generate zero income from it. I mean, well, this yeah, all parts of...
And Joe, of course, you're going to enjoy being part of the North American Union, which is going to be one of the trade zones of the New World Order, right?
Yeah, and thanks for your call, Joe. And you're exactly right. Canada and its middle class is now, you know, just as suffering as badly as the United States middle class. The economies are so intertwined. Canada is going to be feeling the damage of whatever the U.S. is feeling. When the U.S. is attacked financially or by other means, Canada is going to be feeling the same effects we are.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind people, you didn't tune into the wrong station. Doug and Joe Hagman temporarily taking the seat of Alex Jones.
For the last segment.
For the last portion of the show here. Exactly. Instead of spinning the top 40, let's go to Roger. Roger, you're up on the Alex Jones show.
Yeah, Mr. Hagman, the way we beat the New World Order crowd, we had to do like what that movie, Freedom of Fascism, with Aaron Russo. We had to quit funding these gangsters, because if people keep on funding the New World Order crowd, they use our money as a weapon. So I encourage everybody, what we need to do is we need to quit funding the IRS, so that way they can't get the money to use against us in order to fund all their programs to use against us.
Roger, you're exactly right. Freedom to Fascism is a great documentary. I would urge everybody to check that out with the late Aaron Russo, who does an exemplary job of showing the holes of the IRS and the tax code and what people can do to get around that. Anything else today, Roger, before we let you go?
No, that's basically about all I want to say, guys. Keep up the good work, and God bless you guys.
God bless you. Thanks for your call.
All righty, let's you're listening to InfoWars. Alex Jones temporarily stepped away. Doug and Joe Hagman manning the helm until his return. Melvin, you're up next on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, Doug and Joe, thanks for taking my call. Several of us are noticing that there's been an increase in the number of elites and globalist leaders that are looking old and getting sick and tired and mentally starting to decay, even die. We're starting to notice this with some of their family members. Now, no names need to be said. That's kind of below the belt here. But what we're wondering is, and if Alex, we'd like to get this to his producers and him as well, so some of us might have to call back in. We're wondering if this could be a little bit of divine intervention from up above here, where maybe the good Lord is starting to put the pressure on some of these folks that are doing the largest amount of evil. This would be a bombshell, because it, as you would look at acts of God like storms and whatnot, this would be surgically starting to make a move, almost like in the scriptures with Passover, with the 10 plagues and such. Are you guys seeing any of that? And that's the question for Alex. We may have to call back in on it, but we're starting through the last few months. Some of see this. I'd like to get your, you know, intake on this and see if anything is can be tracked to see if that's in fact happening, because we don't have to do this alone. Once the good Lord gets involved, we'll be along on the coattails. He certainly knows good from evil, and let's see if we got another Noah or some kind of a situation like a Passover coming up. I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
Thank you, Melvin, for bringing this up. You're exactly right. The Lord is separating his people into where he needs them, and is putting the brakes, the oppression on the people who are bringing the oppression to us and giving us time. And what we need to do is continue to pray and continue to seek the Lord and continue to seek his help in this fight, because without him, all is lost. You know, there's nothing that we can take away from this world. We're essentially here in this time and place in history because the Lord wants us here for a reason. And without him, we have nothing. And he is our only hope. And we know that the battle's already won. And without his intervention, I think we would have been toast a long time ago. So we got to keep praying. We got to keep the hope up, and we got to keep looking to the Lord as our solution. And thank you for bringing that up, Melvin. And thanks for your call.
Yeah, absolutely, my friend. And I do believe that we do have some time here, and we, you know, a good friend of mine, intelligence insider has always said, you know, a wise man sees trouble and gets out of the way or uses his time wisely to prepare. And I think now is the time to make your preparations to walk deliberately to the lifeboat, so to speak. And you know, there's nothing to be gained by screaming and yelling and losing your mind. What we have to do is we have to anticipate trouble, get out of the way, but we also have to prepare. And Joe, you're right in terms of salvation aspect. Mike, you're up next on InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. Doug and Joe Hagman sitting in, relatively speaking.
Hey, Doug and Joe, thanks for taking my call. You guys are doing just a phenomenal job. Wanted to just speak on two main issues, basically Russia-Ukraine, and also seeing that our Lord and Savior, if that's what we have to call him now, has come out basically defending the Senkaku Islands that are held, I guess you could argue, by Japan. I just see a lot of inflammatory, comments being thrown out. You know, a lot of the actions by the U.S. are disgusting me and the powers that be. Want to just get your thoughts on the Japan-China situation. I know our president is over there right now. Also wanted to get your thoughts. Don't know if you guys have followed the Export-Import Bank. Basically, it's corporate welfare at its finest, and just would like people to look into that issue. It expires September 30th. Don't know what they're going to do with that. And again, just wanted your guys' view on that.
All right. Mike, with respect to the Japan and China situation, think about it this way. We talked earlier with Alex about what the end game objective is, or at least one of the stages of the hinge moments in history, and that's the takedown of the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar, of course, is backed by our ability to protect the free flow of oil to the Western world. Well, when we have to, for example, send military or naval assets, air assets, military assets to watch, to surveil, to watch over the Japan and China situation, Japan, the ally, of course, that spreads our resources very thin and it weakens our ability to protect the dollar. So,
and also we're seeing China maneuvering with Japan, seeing what they can get away with, what they can't get away with, gauging the reactions of other countries, NATO, and their other countries and their allies as well, as when they make these moves, and seeing what will happen and what the rhetoric will be when they have these little disputes. And Mike, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
We're going to get one more call in before the break. We got Pam joining us next. Pam, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is retired Army Captain Pamela Barnett. He had actually interviewed me regarding illegal destruction of Obama's mother's passport records and my book, Obama Never Vetted the Unlawful President, the National Security Loopholes That Endanger America. And
Pam, let me just say you're a wonderful patriot. Thank you for your service. The interview was great, by the way. Want to talk to you some more, but didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yes, so it's nice to speak with you again, Mr. and Mr. Hagmans. I was calling today because I highly advocate that to stop World War III, which the globalists are pushing hard for right now, is that we have to, the puppet head of the criminal globalist snake, Obama, must be removed by impeachment from the Oval Office. I believe we have to put the globalists on the defense and defuse the situation. I agree with Mr. LaRouche. LaRouche is the only organized body that's pushing for impeachment of Obama.
But Pam, impeachment requires, we're sort of getting short on time, but Pam, impeachment would require cooperation of the House and Senate, and I got to tell you, where have we seen any inkling of potential cooperation with them? They're on the dole too. They're part of the mob. Well, what about a RICO action? What about criminal charges? We have that Benghazi report. How about taking Obama and Hillary Clinton to the international court? And hey, why not that for the war crimes that they're responsible for? Just a thought.
Absolutely agree with all that. Also. The thing that all of us can agree on.
You got about 30 seconds, Pam.
most of us can agree on, even some progressives and liberals can agree that Obama has done impeachable offenses. And I'm just saying, hit it hard. Pick your impeachable offense and hit it hard. Call your congressman every day. See what they're doing to impeach Obama.
Great advice. Folks, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show with your guest host, Doug and Joe Hagman. Pam, that was a great call. Thank you. Look forward to hearing from you again soon.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here, back live. I just covered some of the Russia situation. There is so much other news that we've got to get to today. It is all more proof and a signpost that we are entering a contrived, orchestrated global crisis, but the Davos and Bilderberg group on record plan to ride to world government and total control under a technocratic surveillance grid. Coming up, Homeland Security to purchase 25 million more shotgun rounds on top of the 2.6 plus billion rounds that have been purchased the last 4 years. We've also got Justice Scalia says court upholding traffic stop based on anonymous tip, a freedom-destroying cocktail, and two news stories that just went up on Infowars.com that are off the chart insane. Because it just shows you they're getting ready to go fully operational with Homeland Security as the domestic Stasi force that it was built to be. They even hired the former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, to consult for 2 years. When I first heard that in 2003 on the radio from a guest host or a guest I had on, I didn't believe it. Al Martin was covering it, investigative journalist, and I went and looked it up and actually found a Homeland Security document and congressional links where they were funding hiring him as a consultant. I mean, hire the former head of the Stasi to consult for 2 years. He died after that. Here's the headline. Louisiana creates database of citizens who represent a risk to the state. Texas tried to pass a database like this about 4 years ago that, quote, if you've been critical of the government, you'd be in a database when you were pulled over. So there you go. It admits they track everyone and watch everyone, basically with NSA software. We're going to play that video coming up. Here's another one that dovetails with that. New York Homeland Security encourages businesses to snitch on preppers as terrorists. Purchasing MREs, flashlights, or ammunition is suspicious activity. That's why I've seen articles in mainstream news in New York State and New Jersey where, in one case, an old guy bought 500 rounds of .22. That's what it comes in. And the FBI came to his house to see why he got it. And it's just to create the impression that that's illegal or terrorist and to get you used to men coming to your house. You know, the government funds Al-Qaeda and opens the borders up and launders hundreds of billions a year in drug money publicly. But if you buy MREs or candles or flashlights or whatever, we're going to come visit your house. We're going to come ask you questions. We're going to, oh, you're buying guns. We're going to come ask you why. And they're just getting you accustomed to being in contact with the secret police. So that, you know, the third or fourth time they come to visit you, you don't resist when they put you in handcuffs and disappear you under NDAA. This is part of domestication. It's how you domesticate pigs, cows, sheep, geese. They handle you first. TSA is psychologically used to being touched and then groped and then x-rayed. By the way, under lawsuits and federal orders, they claim they stopped groping under 12-year-olds. That's not true. I've seen it myself. They backed off a little bit. Now they're back, and we have video of that coming up. DrudgeReport.com has it linked. It's an Infowars.com story. Video, TSA agents pat down 2- and 6-year-old children. A Paul Joseph Watson article. Infants allegedly targeted because mother's name was on watch list. And they made the watch list secret 7 years ago. But when they made it secret, there was 2.2 million people on the list, including my father, who could barely fly, who has no criminal record and hasn't had a speeding ticket in a decade. What was it, something like 20 members of Congress were on no-fly list and couldn't get off? Oh, there's some secret group says you can't fly. Oh, there's some secret group says you can't work, you can't travel, your car won't turn on. That's where the technocracy is going with the smart meters, the black boxes already in all the cars. I told you when MIT talked about it 15 years ago, they would track you by the mile and tax you. The boxes started going in. They became law last year. And now they're going, guess what? We're going to start taxing you by the mile, Jack. Lifetime, you got internet tracker boxes in your car, basically a cell phone tracking you under the car in a hardened box that's wired into your ignition and everything else where they can hit one button and turn your car off. And see, cops are listening going, he's not supposed to know that. I knew that 15 years before you even knew it was being put in. When, you know, cops would walk by me in Austin and go, are the black helicopters going to get me? Am I being listened to? You don't laugh anymore, do you? Because you're being tracked, too. You're being watched, too. Remember back just 5 years ago? The NSA doesn't spy on Americans. That's a conspiracy theory. Now they're like, we spy on everything you do, and it's totally illegal, and you sit down and shut up. because we're putting you all on list. We're buying millions of rounds of ammo, thousands of armored vehicles, and training to take on gun owners. It's called treason.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name's Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used her system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order.
someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. You like tyranny, ladies and gentlemen? You've got front row seats. Crank it up. It's good coffee right there. Pure Americana from southern Mexico. That's Americana. My favorite organic coffee. We bring it to you from InfoWarsStore.com. It helps fund the operation. I got happy that little fish on my coffee got fish as well. All right, getting serious here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to mentally regroup and finish up with what's happening in Ukraine. Then I'm going to get into the incredibly insane news. It's the company and the Republican congressman promoting it. Going, yes, we've created a database and the state signed on to it where we watch everything every citizen does and we make sure that you're loyal to the state and not a threat. The video is up on InfoWars.com. It's a slow video, but it really builds up. I'm debating whether I should play it or not on air. New York Homeland Security encourages businesses to snitch on preppers as terrorists. We have video of that. Homeland Security to purchase 25 million more shotgun rounds. Yeah, more in the geopolitical news, China challenges Obama's Asia pivot with rapid military buildup. Mainstream media reports on criminal interest in the U.S. arming al-Qaeda with missiles. That's in the Daily Mail. And we've got TSA agents groping 2- and 6-year-old children, even though they claim they stopped that. And speaking of that, Brian Singer, sex abuser, names 3 more Hollywood bigwigs in lawsuits. We've got a special report coming up on that. There's no doubt Hollywood is absolutely filled with sexual abusers of men, women, children, you name it. I have been contacted over the years by some of the people that are now going public, and I'll just leave it at that. And I don't have the lawyers or the time to prove what they're saying. And so I passed on breaking all this. Not with this particular guy, but with some of the other people. I'll just say this. Some of the names listed in the John Bounds report that's coming up are people that have contacted us. And reportedly, they've been killing people that report on this. And that's not why I haven't reported on it. It's just that I can prove that the government's buying 2.6 billion rounds of ammo and thousands of armored vehicles, but the media says I'm lying. I can prove under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act they built FEMA camps, but the media says I'm lying, even though it's documented. I can prove that they ordered a stand down in Benghazi, but the media says that didn't happen. I can prove that there's a $5,000 fine per employee that you have in 2014 if you don't get insurance for your employees or lay them off or cut their hours. But the media says that's not true, even though it's happening and in the bill. I can prove there's death panels. They say they don't exist. I can prove under the Night Stalkers, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and other secret FEMA programs, there are black helicopters that are radar resistant with a special paint. That's been declassified for 20 years, but the media says it doesn't exist. So real stuff we can prove people aren't ready for. So I'm just going to be honest with you. This is one of the things that, I mean, I remember it's got to be 10 years ago. David Icke on the show saying, I know BBC presenters that rape children and their dead bodies, and I know a member of Parliament who became Prime Minister who slits children's throats when this person delivers them, and this person hangs out with the royal family and brings them children. And David was about to say their name on air. He told me off air, and later on his own website said Savelle, Jimmy Savelle, and I'm like, people heard these interviews. These interviews are online. I'm like, no names, no. Because, I mean, it just sounds insane. All turned out to be true. I mean, he said Jimmy Savile 10 years ago by name was having sex with kids, delivering them to the royal family, slitting their throats, on and on and on. And now most of that has come out. So I don't even know what to say anymore. I have trouble wrapping my mind around all this. So that's coming up as well. And we've got Pentagon plans to replace flight crews with full-time robots. That's a headline out of the Washington Times. DARPA said back in 2000 that by 2020, there will be no combat aircraft in the Air Force. The Army and Marine Corps will still have some ground attack aircraft that are human-piloted, but that'll be vestigial. There will be no combat aircraft with humans flying them. And the drones will be autonomous. There'll be no more medals for the drone pilots. And so there's that article, and I got another one here. Pentagon scientist shows off life-size robot with the SecDef Chuck Hagel first-hand look at the Terminator-style robot. That's a quote from the Pentagon, Terminator-style. And again, that robot you're looking at is at least a 20-year-old design, just for all the boys and girls out there. I was brought up to speed on these robots in 1999 by a Marine Corps officer. And then later I was able to verify through open intelligence that what he told me was accurate. And a lot of this is psyops, ladies and gentlemen. They actually have robots that look like Terminator. More like the one that you see in the last one, where it's a more primitive one marching down the street. And they even have skull heads to terrify the public. In fact, this one being rolled out has more of a menacing face, but they're going to phase in for the public now the skull faces and the rest of it just to purely terrorize you and your family. Japan's already deploying 6 years ago robots on the streets. Now New York has announced they're deploying robots, little robots that look like what's the Doctor Who things that say exterminate? The Daleks. They look like Daleks. That was in the news last week, but they're domes. And they tattle on you and report on you and shout orders at you. That's just preparing you with something non-threatening till they put, well, robots that look just like the combat robots they have in the latest RoboCop. In fact, that's exactly what these big combat robots look like, is the robots out of RoboCop. So we're going to be getting into that for you. And again, they don't need you anymore. As soon as the robots are brought online, you're not needed anymore. And as soon as they have robots working on robots, which a bunch of companies already have, it's game over. Because you're seen as an infestation on the earth. You've been taught you're an ugly infestation. So most people now want to die and believe it's good. And have been taught how wonderful it's going to be when the humans are wiped out. So you've been given a subconscious and conscious preparation for all this for you and your family. Okay, so I said I wanted to get back into Ukraine. I'll do that here in just a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, please don't forget that this entire broadcast is brought to you by our great sponsors like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their specials, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Everyone should have storable food. Everyone should be prepared. My Patriot Supply refuses to sell to Homeland Security, and they keep their, obviously, customer list secret. But who cares if the criminal feds know you have storable food? Everyone should store food and say, hey, criminals, I know you want to starve us out like the Ukrainians, like the Russians did, or the Polish were starved. You know, go to Hades. We're going to have guns and food, and we're not afraid of you. But MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great customer service. Or give them a call, 866-229-0927. Now, it's also important. We mainly fund ourselves by selling incredibly high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com. The Survival Shield Nascent Iodine that has just done wonders for myself and my family. No other iodine had the same effect. It is the purest form, turns blue on paper, not black. It is in the crystalline form. It just goes directly into your bloodstream and just has done amazing things. Everything Dr. Group said and more. This is a proprietary type Survival Shield, half the cost. Double the strength of the leading competitor. We have Silver Bullet, the InfoWarsLife.com brand of super-powered colloidal silver, nature's antibiotic. We've got the Super Male Vitality, still 15% off, but I'm going to be getting rid of that soon. That simply energizes you, allows your glands to produce the hormones they need. It doesn't mimic hormones. Everyone that takes it says it either is life-changing and their libido and energy and weightlifting, or they bare minimum say, I have a ton of more energy now and really feel like working out more. I mean, bottom line, it is Male Vitality. It's got 8 herbs and fruit extracts, concentrated organic. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free. They can answer your questions and tell you about different specials we're running. We have the Fluoride Shield that has the nascent iodine and 5 other detoxing elements, not just for fluoride, but other things, heavy metals, you name it. It's a chelator, super high powered, and I take this stuff every single day. In fact, I take it multiple times daily, and I forgot to take mine, so I'm going to take it all right now. Hold on. I've got all my stuff right over here in my personal supply. So let me take my survival shield. Guys, I'm almost out of survival shield. You get me another bottle, thank you. And then I've got the Lung Cleanse, our newest product that's got, I don't know how many supercharged, concentrated herbs and essential oils. But I'm telling you, you got a sore throat or you got allergies or whatever it is, you spray 3 shots in your mouth. Don't inhale then. 3 shots in the mouth, then inhale. And it's amazing. So that's Lung Cleanse. That helps fund our operation as well. They're not just super high-quality products. Super Male Vitality. This is what I really love. Mm. And then lastly, Fluoride Shield. This, and I take it all together. And group says you can do that, but consult your physician. Mm. And that is the detoxer right there. And this stuff is super organic, concentrated. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got the Molon Labe t-shirts made in America, the Maiden1776.com. We've got the books, the videos, the films, the high-quality water filters, everything. The very best we can bring you at the lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com is the master website. Maiden1776.com, InfoWarsLife.com, things like that leads you to the subpages that have the all-made-in-American products and other things. We've got the classic shirt I designed back in 1998 that says mass murderers agree gun control works. I think that's made like in Costa Rica or something because that's still our old design. We should probably convert all that over to be made in America. It just ends up costing $5 to $10 more. So we do have the made in Indonesia and made in Mexico, you know, stuff. On the main page, some of it's made in America. But if you want all made in America, go to the area that says maiden1776.com. Okay, enough plugging. Just I never tend to plug in the first or second hour, and then we're going to run out of gas here and crash, basically, if we don't do that. Okay, I want to get into the police state news. We'll do that in the next segment. Then give the number out, cover other news, take your calls in the next hour. As we realize this panopticonic system of surveillance is designed for us and to quash and shut down political speech. But before we go any further, this is Lavrov. He is the Russian foreign minister and really the right-hand man to Putin. And he says Russia will respond if Eastern Ukraine is attacked. And you have to understand, folks, the Rothschild Rockefeller-run CIA, British Intel-run CIA, it's not American, that's had a shadow government in place since 1947 with the National Security Act, they are openly attacking with paramilitary forces the 5 or 6 Russian towns that are almost completely Russian that have basically said, we don't want to be ethnically cleansed by the pure Ukrainians. They've got a reason to not like Russians. I mean, I'm not in the middle of this. I'm not taking sides. But the point is the West is fomenting this. And so the Russians are saying, you try to take our areas, we're going to fight back. So this could explode any time. This is a very serious situation. I don't have to sit there and explain that to you. And I told you how this would go, and it's starting to go that way. This is a terrible situation, and it's what you expect when the world's on the edge of international crises and financial collapse. You expect the globalists to start a war. That's what I and Gerald Celente and Ron Paul and so many others have told you. The globalists are pathological. They do the same things over and over again. The more criminal, the more mentally ill you are, the more you're set in a pattern. Let's go ahead and go to the Russian foreign minister.
If we are attacked, we would certainly respond. If our interests, legitimate interests, the interests of Russians, have been attacked directly, like they were in South Ossetia, for example, I don't see any other way but to respond in full accordance with international law. Russian citizens being attacked is an attack against the Russian Federation. The only thing I would like to highlight at this stage is that the Russian troops are on the Russian territory. The requests for inspections under the so-called Vienna document of 2011 and under the Treaty of the Open Sky, they all have been granted. The inspectors visited the areas of deployment of the troops participating in the training exercises. The planes overflight the areas of exercise, and no one who participated in the inspections, including the Americans, Ukrainians, and Europeans, ever brought up any fact which would indicate that Russia was engaged in some dangerous military activity.
All right, and he said that in English as a message to the West. Okay? George Soros and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry started this. And so under common law, they're wrong. And guess what? They're running our country. They're on the Russian border, stirring stuff up, trying to create a political crisis so they can get a big bailout of Europe out of the economic devastation that happens. A new Marshall Plan.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Jones here back live. Look, the establishment is engaged in social engineering, conditioning of the public, preparing you to accept checkpoints, black uniforms, helicopters, combat robots, total surveillance, and then telling you it's normal and you're weird if you don't like it. Oh, it's normal. We're going to kick all the ranchers that have been on the land for over 100 years off of it, claiming the feds own it. Oh, it's normal. But by us saying no, now you've got multiple U.S. senators, including the Republican senator from Nevada, saying that these people are patriots. You've got the Attorney General of Texas saying he's ready to go up and literally kick the feds off the rivers they're claiming they own now on the Texas-Oklahoma border, where they're taking people's private property on both sides of it. Headline, exclusive, Texas AG Abbott to BLM, come and take it. Republicans warn of BLM eyeing land grab along Texas-Oklahoma border. You've got 50-plus legislators meeting last weekend in Salt Lake saying, let's move to take the federal land and give it to the states and the people. It's happening. We have the moral authority. Not a bunch of foreign banks that run the federal government and then through that want to steal all the land. We have to say no. We have to stand up. We have to be radical in the face of radicals. It's because we're not radical. Radicalism in defense of liberty is no vice. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Barry Goldwater. We're not the radicals. But if they're radically attacking us, we have to radically stand up against them. That's the measured response. And call them out. Stop letting them have the moral authority. They're building a criminal grid with Republican and Democratic leadership to suppress political speech, free speech zones, IRS shutting down pro-life groups and conservative groups. This is oppression. And if they get away with this, then it's NDAA. Now, here's part of the video up on Infowars.com that is from the company itself, but folks online have added closed captions to it to describe the pitfalls. Louisiana creates a database of citizens who represent a, quote, risk to the state. Not that you've committed a crime or you say you're going to do something. No, they're going to say, we're watching everything you do and seeing if you're a risk to the state. See, now the government's about who's a risk to the state, not about who's a risk to our liberty. And then New York Homeland Security encourages businesses to snitch on preppers as terrorists, purchases of MREs, flashlights, ammunition as suspicious activity, as Homeland Security buys 25 million more rounds of shotgun shells. Let's go to this promo video where they're promoting what the state of Louisiana is rolling out. Here it is.
When we built our system, we decided instead of providing an agency-specific solution, that we would instead create a centralized data warehouse, applying the SaaS fraud framework there, and allow every agency within state government to operate like a hub-and-spoke type system, where they would all send in their data by the centralized data warehouse getting data.
Back it up 5 seconds. See, I'm going to analyze this whole thing in the next hour after calls. It's an arms race, a police state race, a control freak race, a pedophile race in the public schools and the system, a power grab race. Now the states with the threat fusion centers are all having private companies directed by the government and InfraGuard to deploy NSA grids to the ground and then give you access to it. So see, the way they make sure that you can never get rid of the surveillance state is they start handing it around to everybody. But when you accept the system, you're now buying into it as well. Let's go back to the piece.
Where they would all send in their data by the centralized data warehouse getting data from those multiple sources, it would allow each participating agency who is seeking to detect fraud within their agency to create that comprehensive person profile and look for anomalies. The beauty to me behind the solution that SAS provided was that they were able to take a state that was data rich and solution poor and compile, aggregate all of that data into a single location so that we could then have multiple applications.
We'll be right back, folks. This is government making money. Members of the legislature involved with the companies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch the Assad. Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
The Marilou.